A person who made us sound better.
Who has removed our ums and uhs, our stumbles, and yes, we do stumble.
A person who has made a career doing all of that and so much more is retiring today.
I've spent 45 years editing and producing audio material for NPR.
His name is Jonathan Baer, but when he first arrived at NPR in 1973, a nickname stuck. Smokey.
And Smokey Bear's stuck around. When he transferred to our Chicago bureau 6 years into his career, All Things Considered host Susan Stamberg explained to listeners just how much she would miss working with him here in D.C.
Day after day, deadline after deadline, under tremendous pressure, Smokey wielded his razor blade and never let us down.
Sounds scary, but razor blades were used to edit audio tape back then. They were not weapons. Usually.
Smokey eventually returned to All Things Considered, where we now use computers to edit, and he's still a marvel to watch.
To really appreciate what he does, you need to understand that some of our show is live, the rest is recorded, and sometimes those recorded, pre-produced interviews can go really long.
And that is where Smokey excels. He keeps the good and cuts the bad and does it really, really quick. Plus, he's always so humble.
I was faster than anybody was better and better than anybody was faster.
He's paraphrasing a quote that's attributed to the late New Yorker writer A.J. Liebling. Smokey is always good at giving credit.
And Smokey's talent isn't only about speed. It's about care and patience and knowing what sounds so good on the radio. He has, in the lingo of our trade, a good ear.
And a good character. Just today, as we were serving pie for him, he lamented that he couldn't stay long because he had to get back to making one of the stories on this program sound good for tonight. Smokey, we're really going to miss you.
We really look forward to what you do next, off deadline.